It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome into the Tuesday edition of Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic, Ladarius Robinson here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope everybody's doing well. We are live from Hermitage Golf Course out here for Special Olympics Tennessee Golf Tournament presented by Pinnacle. We're going to be out here all day long. We'll be out here. Chase Willie and D-Mace will be out here as well. And we're looking forward to hearing from a lot of really great people and excited to be out here this morning. Joe Rexroad, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Got a nice,
great,
nice like 7.5, 8 hours of sleep last night. I'm doing good. Doing better than Matt Ryan is anyway. We'll get to that here in just a few minutes. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Listen, I'm doing great. I only got about 5 hours because I watched the whole Monday Night Football game. Big Bears win, baby. Bear down.
Get excited.
Good God.
Joe's face.
Bear down.
Yeah.
I will say, I mean, congrats, I definitely didn't watch it, let me tell you.
I didn't watch a single second.
I watched a little bit at the beginning when they switched to Bailey Zappi. I'm like, wow, so, but good for the Bears. They don't need the top quarterback maybe, so like the fourth, fifth pick or so. You know, that's probably a good spot for the Bears to land this year. What do you think?
Well, maybe the Packers be right behind them. We'll see.
It is quite, I mean, the Packers, Bears, and Lions, the fight for last place. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I appreciate you pointing that out.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
It's great.
Absolutely.
Stuff. Really enjoy it.
Do you feel like right now, like I feel like, we're at a golf course, and I feel like, you know, you get that impulse to be, it's like when I'm in the hotel room at 4 a.m. in the West Coast,
yeah,
you know, to kind of be quiet.
Oh, I don't feel that way
no,
at all.
No, you don't feel that way?
No.
Okay, all right. Let it rip.
Just let it fly.
Okay, all right.
What a day yesterday. The Indianapolis Colts. We knew that Jim Irsay wasn't happy. And, you know, we made a lot of the video of Jim Irsay walking out of the locker room after the Titans took down the Colts on Sunday at Nissan Stadium. And I think dejected may be a good term to use for Jim Irsay. He didn't really say anything, but just didn't look like he was very happy coming out of the locker room. And a lot of people on Colts Twitter were wondering if yesterday was the day, Joe, that maybe Frank Reich was going to get fired. It was not that day yesterday, but they did make a change at quarterback. Matt Ryan has been benched for Sam Ehlinger. I do think it is Ehlinger, by the way.
Okay.
So there we go.
All right.
So Sam Ehlinger now taking over as the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, according to Frank Reich. The plan is for him to be the starting quarterback for the rest of the season. Matt Ryan is hurt as well, but apparently, injury or no injury, this was the plan for the Colts, and now Sam Ehlinger apparently is the quarterback the rest of the way. So what do you make of 7 games in for the Colts? The Matt Ryan experiment is apparently over, and it's now the Sam Ehlinger show the rest of the way.
Well, it's a bleep show is what it is.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious. You know, there was a lot of – I mean, Frank Reich had his presser yesterday, and he sort of recounted everything, you know, how this came about. You know, a nice meeting with the owner and Chris Ballard and Frank Reich, and it just – He didn't quite say that Jim Irsay basically said, you're starting Sam now, but I feel like, you know, that's how it feels to me. And, man, it just what a disaster. I mean, I honestly think you look at this now, and I know that Reich obviously has input too, and, of course, Reich was big on Wentz. So, I mean, Reich and Ballard are together on this, but really, like, look at Chris Ballard and what he has spent on quarterbacks. And how badly it's gone. And now, I mean, you a two-year commitment. You're talking about if they cut him $18 million in dead money. You got a two-year commitment to this guy, and he's done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's and look, in terms of performance, the turnovers and everything, I get it. Also, for Matt Ryan's sake, you're talking about, hey, come on in here. We got a running game. We got the best back in the league. We got the best offensive line in the league.
Yeah.
You haven't had that in Atlanta. Come in here and we'll put it all together. And they have failed him miserably. I can't defend Matt Ryan's, you know, all the fumbles, the picks the other day, bad, okay? But this team has not been anything close to what it was supposed to be around him either. And I mean, to me, this is a desperation move. Maybe it'll be good, and maybe Ellinger will become a good player. But you're still talking about anybody watching him in college. I mean, I just think there's limitations, and the mistakes are not going to go down significantly going from Matt Ryan to Sam Ellinger, I don't think.
Well, and to that point, I mean, look, I've made my thoughts on Matt Ryan pretty clear. I didn't think it was going to be anything all that special heading into the year, and certainly has not played out that way since the year has begun. But I think he's pretty clearly better than Sam Ellinger. I mean, I guess we're going to find out here in the next few weeks, but I don't know how, if I determine this as like a Colts move to give up or if it's just so desperate by Jim Irsay and the Colts leadership here. I mean, apparently there was like an hour-long meeting between Irsay, Ballard, and Frank Reich after the game against the Titans, and I guess this is what they've come up with in the aftermath of that meeting. And, like, if you're a Titans fan today, you've got the Colts benching Matt Ryan. The Jags last night traded James Robinson. And you know, obviously Travis Etienne's run the ball pretty well down there. But
yeah. It
kind of feels like there are some moves being made around you right now in your own division that are weakening your divisional opponents that already weren't that great to begin with. Like, if you're a Titans fan, I tweeted this yesterday. The Titans broke the Colts, and it kind of feels that way this morning.
Yeah, so Chip from Mount Juliet, first text of the day, Colts are tanking for a QB in the draft. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's what they're thinking. I think that if this doesn't work and it goes really badly, then I think you're going to see possibly the actual firing of Frank Reich.
Yeah.
And look, I understand the impulse there, but they're not going to be bad enough to get – to be at the top of the draft. They're just not. They're not gonna lose out from here with Sam Ellinger. They got so much money wrapped up in some of these veterans. I mean, think about some of the guys they have in their defense paying $20 million to Buckner, they paid Gilmore. I mean, this is not a team that's all of a sudden pivoting to a tank.
Well, how you feeling today if you're Matt Ryan? Like you get traded from Atlanta, you're basically able to hand pick your spot if you're Matt Ryan. And seven games into this, you're 3-3-1, and you're done. I mean, they're not going back to Matt Ryan after this. I wouldn't think so.
Barring injury, but yeah. They have Foles too as a possibility. So,
like, Matt Ryan may be the number three now, and maybe an inactive on game days as they move forward. Like, I wonder if you're him with everything that he's done, everything that he's accomplished in the league. You know, there's still pretty good amount of money that you're owed by the Colts, so there's that part of it that you're excited about. But how you feeling, Dave, if you're Matt Ryan, seven games into this Colts experiment, and if it stays on track right now, you're done as a starting quarterback?
Probably feeling pretty washed. I will say for Matt Ryan, I mean, I guess, you know, we had the Peyton Manning comparisons, you know.
Yeah.
So now it's like Peyton Manning at the end of his Colts tenure, you know, just sort of discarded there.
Maybe that's what Reggie Wayne meant the whole time.
Well, maybe. Yeah, there was a lot of things that happened in Peyton Manning's tenure. Yeah, I mean, well, one thing that definitely happened yesterday was a lot of dancing on the Colts' grave, from the Titans fans on all going back through all these, pieces. Look, I think Matt Ryan is a good leader. I'm sure that he's been good in there and a lot better than Carson Wentz was and all that, but if you can't play, you can't play. I don't know. Does Matt Ryan what's the viability for Matt Ryan in this league moving forward? I mean, he may be done being a starter in the NFL based on what we've seen.
He may be. I mean, yesterday or Sunday at Nissan Stadium, that may be the last time Matt Ryan starts a game in this league, and I did not really have that one on the bingo card. Second time I've used that in 2 days. Probably need to come up with something else. Didn't have that one on the bingo card after I was watching the game on Sunday, but that could be what it is as they move forward here. So, I don't know. Like, if you're a Titans fan, I don't know how you couldn't be excited about this. Now, I guess the one caveat is, you know, maybe they've got a diamond in the rough in Sam Ellinger, and this is the spark that they need moving forward. But, Joe, like, to me, this doesn't change what is fundamentally their problem, and that is the offensive line. I mean, the offensive line isn't going to magically, to me, get better now that Matt Ryan is out and Sam Ellinger is in. Now, is he a little bit more mobile than Matt Ryan? Yeah,
yeah,
he is. So
he's a good athlete, good runner.
So maybe that helps. But to me, like, the fundamental problem is still your offensive line. Not to say Matt Ryan's played well, because he certainly has not, but I don't know that this is going to end up working out for the Colts.
Yeah. Look, there was excitement about Ehlinger. It's not like it's like all of a sudden now people are like, and by the way, we kind of like this kid. I mean, there was some, wow, look at him in the preseason. Frank Reich basically yesterday was like, is he going to make mistakes? Yes, but, you know, we think he's going to make plays. I think he'll probably make some plays too, but and you know, it just – I just feel like this is – I mean, if you tell me right, – take right now, just say choose your own adventure. Okay, the rest of the season with Matt Ryan at quarterback, rest of the season with Sam Ehlinger at quarterback. Which team has a better record? As bad as Matt Ryan has been at times, with some late comebacks, by the way, not all bad, I still would – I'd still probably give the Colts probably about two more wins from here to the end of the season with Matt Ryan at quarterback than with Sam Ehlinger. Could be wrong. I mean, I don't know. We're going to find out. Yep. But usually you throw someone in like this and it's desperation and there's just going to be some growing pains. Now, look.
Think they trade Bailey's Matt Jones?
What's that?
Think Colts
I was just
going
to say, you got Bailey Zappe out there just tearing it up in New England. Although, that's the thing. I went to bed and, like, did they not score? Was he bad the second half? Tell us, Bears fan. Was he bad in the second half, Bears fan?
I was just being really supporting, to be honest. I wasn't really paying too much attention to the game. It was not that great of football. But
You were just taking videos of Ryan from Chicago screaming at the TV?
Yeah, we were in public, so I was just like, woo, yay.
Oh, even better. Jordan from Franklin on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says Matt Ryan has a second-grade shoulder separation.
Yeah.
He does.
Yes.
But apparently that doesn't matter in this discussion.
That's incidental. That's not, so, I mean, maybe that would have been this week, Matt Ryan out, but they made it clear that those two situations are separate, that, you know, this is a full-season permanent decision to go with Ehlinger.
If you would have told a Colts fan before the season that by the time you get around to playing the Washington Commanders, it's going to be Sam Ehlinger versus Taylor Heinicke, and one of those two quarterbacks has been benched and the other one is out on injured reserve, what do you think they would have said?
Probably. Well, which one would have been which one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would have guessed Wentz benched the other way around, right? Yeah. My goodness. Yeah, it's too bad, too, because it's already a bad game, Colts-Commanders, but at least we could have had, like, the, you know, quarterback carousel matchup, and we got neither of them.
We're out here live at Hermitage Golf Course for Special Olympics Tennessee. They provide year-round sports training, athletic competition, and health screenings for children and adults with intellectual disabilities. Special Olympics Tennessee currently supports 17 sports, including track and field, basketball, flag football, golf, swimming, and more. Support their work today during today's Radiothon by texting GIVE, that's G-I-V-E, to 615-270-9948 or visit SpecialOlympicsTN.org. We'll continue the conversation on the Colts switching quarterbacks, going from Matt Ryan to Sam Ehlinger. Have the Titans officially wrapped up the AFC South? We'll take your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. But first, Michelle Knezovic has a word from Superbook Sportsbook.
Yes, I do. Thanks, Robbie. And we're going to take a look at the Tennessee Titans. They're heading down to Houston this weekend. The Titans are favored by 1.5. Listen, I think you take Tennessee minus the 1.5. You take them on the money line. Take Derrick Henry over. Now switching to a little college football, big matchup this weekend in Neyland Stadium. Kentucky comes to town. Kentucky is a plus 12.5 underdog. I think you hammer the plus 12.5. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think ultimately you take Tennessee on the money line. Superbook wants to know if you can beat Vegas this football season. Superbook Sports gives you the chance every single week to go head-to-head with the best odds makers in Las Vegas. And one of the reasons I love them is because there's no fancy computer algorithms, no guys across the pond setting lines for American sports, just the best team of odds makers in the business behind the counter at Superbook in Las Vegas. Plus, Superbook features some of the best odds boosts and promo bets anywhere. So all you got to do is just download the Superbook Sportsbook app or visit Superbook.com to start your battle against Vegas right now. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
That we are going to make a significant change to the starting lineup. We are going to elevate Sam to be the starting quarterback. Extremely difficult decision, obviously, given the respect and admiration that we have for Matt Ryan and, you know, what he's done and what he's brought here. you know, he is a pro's pro. This guy is special. And, you know, we know, right, at the quarterback position that it's not our poor production on offense is not on one person. It's not on Matt Ryan. But we also know, as Matt and I talked it through, hey, as head coach and quarterback, as head coach, ultimately it doesn't matter. I'm judged on wins and losses. Quarterbacks judged on points and, you know, and production and turnovers. We understand that's how it is in this league. And so Matt will be a pro. I will say this, as you guys saw, or maybe saw, he did get banged up in the game. He does have a grade two shoulder separation. And so we'll not practice this week. We'll be inactive. Nick will be number two. But Matt is committed to helping this team in every way he can. He's got a lot of years of experience. You always got to stay ready. You never know. This is a funny league. So I still believe Matt's going to help us get to where we want to go in whatever role that is.
That was Frank Reich yesterday, head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, on the decision to bench Matt Ryan as the starting quarterback of the Colts. Sam Ehlinger, now the starting quarterback for the Colts, at least for the foreseeable future, as they move forward here. Taking your thoughts on the Titans and the Colts, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. William from Madison on the text line says, if the Colts had no plans of playing Ryan again, it seems like they'd put him on IR, so it won't look like he got benched. This is from William from Madison.
They said he got benched. They're clearly openly saying he's been benched.
Yeah, I don't look. It's professional sports. I mean, you can worry about people's feelings, and I get all that, but like Matt Ryan would know that he got benched at that point. That's really the only thing that matters. So
yeah, this isn't a secret. The mention of the injury was within the presser, you know, about him being benched and the decision that has nothing to do with the injury about him being benched. And plus, as Frank Reich did just say there, who knows? I mean, at some point this season, I mean, look, if Ehlinger's, whatever, let's say they're still in the race, which is certainly possible.
Sure.
Because I mean, we're going to talk about the Titans in the division, but they're a long way to go, man. So let's say they're in the race, but Ehlinger's bad. You know, or Ehlinger gets hurt. I mean, there's certainly a scenario where Matt Ryan still plays quarterback this year for the Colts. That's possible. I mean, I would still choose him over Nick Foles right now. I haven't seen Nick Foles play in a while, but I would choose Matt Ryan over Nick Foles.
Well, yeah. I mean, and look, you know, there is also, I think, a very good possibility that they look around and Sam Ehlinger's out there for 3-4 games and doesn't go so well for the Colts. And what do you do at that point? Now, at that point, you probably are out of it if it's not going well for the Colts.
If it's not going well for him and for you, then you can go with the young guy and go as high in the draft as you want. But, yeah, what if he's bad but they are winning 12-9 games?
Yeah.
You know, that's possible.
Yeah, it's a really interesting spot that they're in. So we had this discussion yesterday as it relates to the Titans and the AFC South. You get the win, which by itself is big against the Colts. You're 4-2 against the on the season now. First place in the AFC South, Colts are at 3-3-1, and you've won both games against them. You know, I said yesterday that I feel great about the Titans and their chances to win the AFC South as they move forward here, and that was with Matt Ryan starting as quarterback. I feel a lot better today about the Titans' chances to win the AFC South with Sam Ehlinger coming up as quarterback as well. How much, if at all, has this changed your stance on the Titans, the AFC South, and maybe exactly where things sit right now as they have, as you pointed out, still a lot of football left to be played?
It's amazing to say this for a team that's 4-2 with 11 games left with one of the worst offenses in the NFL.
Yep.
But, I mean, the Titans are way clear favorites right now to win the division.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say, like, you know, it's over. There's no way it's over, but, you know, with their defense, and just with, like you said, you brought up the Jags earlier too. You know, you got them, and I understand ETN is kind of their guy, but that's still a player who can help you of significance. And I don't think it's a coincidence that it's after, you know, they fall to 2-5, and it's kind of like, okay, this year maybe it's just not happening. Again, very early for conversations like that, but those moves kind of speak for themselves. I mean, could this be like the Titans by a mile and everyone else just kind of drifting toward, you know, as high a pick as they can get? I'm not saying straight up tanking. Again, I don't think the Colts did this to tank. I think the Colts, I mean, Frank Reich is coaching for his job right now. Make no mistake about it. Frank Reich is coaching for his job right now. And it may not matter anyway.
I think he's a dead man walking
there. He may be. But what if they do turn around, you know? Because, look, again, the Titans could lose a lot of the games ahead of their schedule.
Yeah.
Let's acknowledge that. The Titans are very capable of losing a whole bunch of these games ahead of their schedule. So, I mean, Reich, you're in survival mode. You're trying to win any way you can and trying to save your job. That's what you're doing. But at this point, I just feel like, again, there's a couple losses more that they're probably going to sign up for by making this move.
I checked the odds on FanDuel Sportsbook. I think yesterday the Titans were -115 favorites in the division. They're now at -155, and the Colts were like +130 or whatever it was yesterday. They're now +240. So the sportsbooks reacting to Sam Ellinger now as the starting quarterback of the Titans. Joe, one of the amazing things, and I knew this, but just seeing it spelled out yesterday by Stephen Holder, friend of the show, is pretty incredible. The starting quarterbacks for Frank Reich from 2018 to 2022, Andrew Luck, Jacoby Brissett, Brian Hoyer, Philip Rivers, Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan, Sam Ellinger. That's seven starting quarterbacks, seven different quarterbacks in, you know, 4 or 5 years.
So who do you blame more, Frank or Chris?
Well, look, I think there's plenty of blame to go around. Everybody's energy seems to be focused on Frank Reich. But, like, if you're Jim Irsay, how do you look at, number one, not only the different quarterbacks that you've had, but think about how much money that you spent on Philip Rivers and Carson Wentz and Matt Ryan, and it's not worked out at all. I mean, Philip Rivers was good for what he was at that point in his career. Carson Wentz didn't work out. Matt Ryan didn't work out. And now you're on your seventh quarterback in 5 years.
Yeah, but yes, no doubt. I mean, it's brutal. I mean, the Chris Ballard tenure more and more looks worse and worse every day. Now, you know, these decisions, I mean, look at Irsay. I know that, like, this is being sold as, well, he rarely gets involved.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't tell me that Jim Irsay wasn't intimately involved in all those decisions.
Oh, I'm sure
too,
he was.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, if you're him, you know the truth about, okay, is Chris Ballard out here just, like, talking me into this stuff? Or, you know, are we collectively screwing this up? And
yeah.
I think it's probably all three of them screwing it up. You know, someone said in the text, you know, Ron says, is it his fault? You know, the O-line is garbage. The organization's fault. Ryan got benched. Well, yeah, I mean, look, I don't put this all on Matt Ryan. Again, he did not have around him. It's funny because both these teams, Titans and Colts, you know, we've got to be great around Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
And, you know, Matt Ryan thinks they're going to be great around him. And both of them aren't getting the support they need. But, see, one of them is turning it over left and right, and one of them isn't. And the one who is may not start again this league.
Joe from Maryland on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, here we go again. The Colts get to tank in a year where the quarterback class is pretty good coming up in the draft.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I just.
What was your hashtag yesterday? Stink for Stroud.
Stink for Stroud. There you go, stink for Stroud. Yeah, I mean, they're not going to. Like, they already have a bad start with the three wins, okay? So, I mean, I'm trying to think. So, basically, you have.
Even
Stroud.
The tie hurts them.
So, you got Stroud and Young, right? Yeah, exactly. That tie might. Yeah. I mean, are they going to go 1-2? Probably, because that's just what happens usually. I know there's other players from other positions that are being projected, but it's probably going to go 1-2. Colts are not going to be that bad. They're not going to lose out to get to one of those two spots. Now, they could get a Levis. They could get a – I mean, again, I'm with you,
no.
Man. Hendon, someone might get an absolute steal with Hendon Hooker
in
this draft. But they're not going to stink for Stroud. Or what was the – get the yips for Young.
I've heard that one. Yeah, that's good.
Blow it for Bryce.
Well, I would just say, in true Detroit Lions fashion, right now they're the leader in the clubhouse for the first overall pick. 1-5.
Which means that one of Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud is guaranteed to be
Detroit.
A complete disaster bust.
Oh.
Whichever one they draft, that's who will be the total bust.
Oh, boy. Could be bad. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. We'll have more on the Titans and the Colts. Got a lot more of your thoughts to get to on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Also, some Titans fans freaking out for a completely separate reason. We'll get to that next as well. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda J. Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on the Titans and the Colts, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We are live from Hermitage Golf Course today. With Special Olympics Tennessee, Special Olympics Tennessee provides year-round sports training, athletic competition, and health screenings for people with intellectual disabilities. Support their work today during today's Radiothon by texting GIVE, that's G-I-V-E, to 615-270-9948 or visit SpecialOlympicsTN.org. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexroad, Michelle Knezvik here with you on this Tuesday morning. Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Josh in Nashville says, will this move be the final nail in the coffin for the Colts season? Chip from Mount Juliet asking, how did the Colts offensive line digress so badly?
By the way, that's regress, not digress, but I digress.
I'm just reading the text.
Yep, I understand. You know, I have to correct people. It's a good question. Obviously, the tackles have been been problematic. Braden Smith, they draft Ryman. He's not ready. They got Dennis Kelly. Dennis Kelly didn't look very good, by the way, the other day. We didn't talk about that yesterday.
He did not.
But Dennis Kelly.
I believe he gave up the most pressures in the entire league.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this a Pro Football Focus stat?
I believe so.
All right. That's fine.
I'm just telling you what it said.
Yeah, that's fine. No, I mean, it looked at. I mean, he wasn't very good. So their tackles, that was a question. But, yeah, the interior of the line, right, is supposed to be the best interior in the NFL. I think Quentin Nelson, I think what happens sometimes is you play it too long in this league and you get to the point where you struggle to walk sometimes. And I mean, like, I don't know, but I just feel like Quentin Nelson's diminished as a player. You know, to that point, I retweeted just about everybody around the Titans has retweeted another video of Vrabel and Ben Jones in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool and pretty emotional and kind of tells you, like, Ben Jones is – it's been years now, a couple years, where he's rallying to get out there and play football. That's what this game can do to you. But, anyway, that's the only thing I can come up with is just some of those guys are just not what they have been previously as players.
We've heard from Indy Ben on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. This is from Indy Ben. He says, Indy obviously showing all the signs that they're moving on for Frank Reich after the season. It's much needed. And getting their franchise quarterback in the 2023 draft. Better to see what you have in your young QB than to keep throwing a quarterback out there who isn't playing well and showing decline. Ursay and many Colts fans are fed up recently with losing to a mediocre Titans team and a quarterback like Tannehill, but I'd rather them admit their mistakes and be stuck in average territory, which is where the Titans find themselves. Let's all be real here. The Titans aren't going anywhere of significance in the playoffs with that offense.
You know, I can't argue with the last point. That sounds like a very
There's a lot of sour grapes in that one. It's like a salty Vrabel throwing that challenge flag.
Oh, boy. Yes. Vrabel downplayed the mic drop, by the way, yesterday.
I saw that.
So, okay, so this is my question for you, Indy Ben. And I hear what you're saying on see what the young QB is and they're sick of the mediocrity and all that. Look, we know very well around here, let's talk Nashville Predators of that danger of kind of being okay but not bad enough to get like the great, great players, so you're just kind of in that limbo in that middle area. It's not a great place to be. But who is the franchise? Again, I have my doubts that the Colts are going – this is going to be the Colts essentially just completely drifting away for the season and actually being high enough in the draft to get one of those two guys. There's no way. They are not that bad. They're not going to be that bad. They're not going to lose all these games, which is basically what you have to do. So, Indy Ben, who is their franchise quarterback? Who is the franchise quarterback in the 2023 draft they're going to get? They're not going to get Stroud. They're not going to get Young. Who are they going to get? Who's your franchise quarterback? That's my question for you.
Maybe you have really high thoughts on Will Levis.
Maybe you do.
And he could end up being
good
in the NFL.
Your coffee,
I don't
man.
Know. Look, I mean, it's, you know, we know this about the quarterbacks in the draft. There's going to be somebody that everybody falls in love with at the draft that we're not even thinking about right now, that it happens every year. But I don't know.
Bailey Zappe was kind of ignored last year. After he threw for 6,000 yards last year. You know?
By the way, somebody asked if that was Stillman in the background.
It's a leaf blower in the background. It's pretty good.
Like Stillman doing the leaf blower? Or like that was Stillman like, and then made that sound?
Hot air.
Oh, you ripping Stillman. Oh, boy. Usually you leave that to me.
No, I'm cool to do it every now and then.
Good.
So, in other news, Joe, as it relates to the Titans, they do have a quarterback that is injured after the game on Sunday. He leaves the press conference in a walking boot. Obviously, we'll be interested to see what that looks like this week at practice, starting tomorrow as the injury report comes out from Tannehill. Honestly, at this point, just my guess, I'd be surprised to see Tannehill out on the field tomorrow as practice begins, but we'll see what happens from that point. There is a chance that somebody other than Ryan Tannehill could be starting at quarterback for the Titans on Sunday against Houston, and we kind of threw out that possibility yesterday of maybe Malik Willis getting his first start yesterday or coming up on Sunday against Houston, but some on Titans Twitter feel differently and think that if they have to go that route, maybe it ends up being Logan Woodside. What do you think about all that?
Freak out. Freak out, Titans Twitter. Freak out. Well, look, I think all three of those individuals have some percentage chance of starting the football game Sunday at Houston. You could look, Malik Willis, I didn't think he was going to be the backup. He did. He got it. So, and part of that, I think, was Logan Woodside was very poor in the preseason. But is there a possibility that the Titans coaches feel like, okay, guy's been around several years, game managed, handoff to Henry, and you feel a little bit more secure in a game against a bad team? Is it the worst rushing defense in the NFL? I think it is. The worst rushing defense in the NFL after what Josh Jacobs did to him. Like, do you feel, is it possible the coaches go that route? I think it's possible. I don't think it's very likely. I think it's a low percentage chance, but I wouldn't completely rule it out.
Well, it's going to be interesting. And I said this yesterday, like, you know, whatever injury Tannehill's dealing with, if you feel like another week gives him a better opportunity to remain healthy as they move forward, I mean, you've at least got to consider that if you're the Titans. I mean, look, I think we know Ryan Tannehill well enough at this point to know that if he thinks he can be out there and play at a reasonably high level, he's going to try to be out there and play. Like, I think we know that about Ryan Tannehill. And that's a great quality to have. That's awesome. But as a coaching staff, you appreciate that about him, and hopefully he can go on Sunday. But it's also maybe a situation where if there's any risk involved, or if he's not mobile out there and can't protect himself that way, like, I do wonder how much consideration they give to maybe sitting him out a week. And hopefully that doesn't happen. I mean, look, hopefully Wednesday rolls around, he's out there on the practice field, and he's ready to go. And, you know, maybe he's limping around a little bit, but he's fine for the most part. I don't know what the severity looks like. We'll see. But I do think there's at least a chance that maybe he's not in there on Sunday.
There's a chance. Absolutely. You know, it's if it's blown up on him right now, like you said, I'm with you. I don't think tomorrow. I'd be very surprised tomorrow if he participates. Frankly, I would bet that the next 2 days he would, Wednesday and Thursday he wouldn't participate. But I'm still guessing, you know. Friday he gets out there. He has been, you know, a fast healer in the minor injuries he's had here so far. I'd put it at, 77% that Tannehill starts Sunday.
I like that. I'll go 84.
You like 84?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's,
the guy's tough, man.
He's tough. You're right. I'm going to go above 80, 81. So 81% Tannehill. I will go 16% Malik Willis, and I'll go 3% Logan Woodside. I do think that there's a scenario where they go, you know, non-rookie game manager is safer for this game, 3%.
I would love to know what Titans fans think about that. Like, let's operate that Tannehill can't go. I don't want to ask who you would rather see at quarterback, because I think I know the answer to that. It would be Malik Willis. Who are you more comfortable helping you win a game coming up on Sunday against Houston? Would that be Malik Willis or Logan Woodside?
See, the interesting thing about this is, what do we say going into the season? It's kind of like, okay, Malik Willis had his preseason, and now the season comes, and who knows? We'll find out in the spring.
Yeah.
Like, how is – you could ask every week, how's he doing? Great. You know, he's working with the show team. you know, he's progressing all this stuff. This is actually, if Tannehill can't go, this is actually a chance to find out a little bit about how he's doing, right?
Yeah.
Because I think if he's progressing the way they hope and they're making gains, then I think it's easy. I think you go with him and you have a chance. You certainly have a chance to make a lot more plays with Malik Willis than you do with Logan Woodside. But if they were to activate Woodside and elevate him, then maybe that gives you a little glimpse that, you know, it's – again, I wouldn't make a sweeping judgment based on that because you're in season and you're just trying to win a game every week. But probably wouldn't be a great sign.
A lot of people having fun on the text line with the leaf blower in the background, asking if we were doing a radio show while cutting down a tree. Thought about it.
You know,
maybe one day.
You know, it actually makes me – I haven't used a leaf blower in a long time. It's actually a pretty satisfying experience,
it is.
You know. I kind of miss it.
Cutting grass, blowing leaves, it's all good.
Blowing snow also, which is something I'm not missing.
Yeah,
and Justin Bradford, you don't miss that either.
I don't even want to touch snow. Just leave that thing alone. 615-737-1025. Speaking of Justin Bradford, the man himself will join us coming up next. Looking forward to that conversation with him. Take your thoughts as well. 615-737-1025. We'll have Caroline Fenton coming up at 7 o'clock. All that ahead. But, Joe, first, you have a message from OrderGreen.com.
I do. Thank you, Robbie, for mentioning that. I have a message from OrderGreen.com, the nation's number one online provider of all things cannabis, THC. You've got edibles, gummies, vapes, flower, you name it, they've got it. Fantastic products, fantastic benefits, both physically, mentally, stress, anxiety, inflammation, all of these things have helped me with all these things. They have an extensively knowledgeable team. You know you're getting high-quality products from reputable providers, and you've got nationwide same-day delivery right to your doorstep with OrderGreen.com. You get 25% off every shipment of gummies with a subscription. If you use promo code JOE20, you get 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. We are live from Hermitage Golf Course for Special Olympics Tennessee Golf Tournament presented by Pinnacle. Special Olympics Tennessee provides year-round sports training, athletic competition, and health screenings for children and adults with intellectual disabilities. Special Olympics Tennessee currently supports 17 sports, including track and field, basketball, flag football, golf, swimming, and more. Support their work during today's Radiothon by texting GIVE, that's G-I-V-E, to 615-270-9948. Once again, 615-270-9948, or visit SpecialOlympicsTN.org. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexroad, Michelle Knezovic here with you, and we are joined by the great Justin Bradford here on the program, live from Hermitage Golf Course. Justin Bradford, now Director of Marketing and Communications for Special Olympics Tennessee. Justin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. I'm great. How are y'all?
We're great. Appreciate you having us out here today.
Absolutely.
We'll get to Pret's Facebook comments here in just a few minutes because
oh,
I know that's always a special place in your heart. But this is something that you're very passionate about. Obviously, you're relatively new with Special Olympics Tennessee. What's been your experience thus far in your new role, and what are we out here trying to accomplish today?
I mean, it's been absolutely phenomenal to learn. I started back in April and was thrown right into the mix of things. And I think the biggest learning point for me is realizing that Special Olympics and all the organizations across the country and the world, it's not a one-time event. These are sports events that are happening all year round. And it's not, again, like just track and field. It's so many different sports that are being offered to Special Olympics athletes. And that's what's been phenomenal to me is seeing the compete level, the level of athleticism, the camaraderie, the fellowship that our athletes are enjoying when they're in the field of play and when they're not, where they're supporting each other. But it's giving opportunities, and that's what it's all about, is opportunities. And, I mean, we're at a golf course, and I've been completely blown away with the golfers in Special Olympics Tennessee when I'm asking them, so how are you doing? Oh, well, I got a couple birdies. And you got a couple birdies?
Just a couple.
It's just amazing the talent level that's out there. And I think that's one of those things that I want people to understand, is that this is a sports organization, and we provide athletic competition for athletes with intellectual disabilities. But the compete level is like none other out there. You go and see an athletic event, and you're seeing sports happening.
How much of that did you, discover the trip to Orlando? Because that was obviously a
that was
big
huge.
Deal.
Yeah, the USA Games in Orlando. This is just like the Olympics. Every 4 years, you have your USA Games. And it was at Disney World, so the ESPN Wide World of Sports completely took over that entire complex. And you're just seeing thousands upon thousands of athletes participating. I mean, ESPN was broadcasting it on TV and streaming. I mean, Tim Tebow was there cheering on the athletes in flag football, which they were having that. And I was blown away by the competition. And that's what opened my eyes to what Special Olympics does, is providing those opportunities for competition, because it's intense. I mean, flag football, as anyone who's played recreational sports, it's still physical. Flag football is still a very physical sport.
Oh, yeah.
So there's bodies banging, things like that. It is a very physical sport out there. I mean, we're seeing it already be considered for the Olympics on the women's side, and it's an opportunity to compete. And so that's what opened my eyes, is the level of skill that these athletes have, but more so what it means to them. You're not going to see the amount of pure joy from an athlete, of just untethered joy, that you're going to see anywhere else but a Special Olympics event. And that's what opened my eyes, is seeing so many thousands of people come together to support something so huge. And I didn't realize how big it was. I did not realize how big USA Games was until I saw us take over an entire complex, and us take over Disney World, where they shut down Animal Kingdom for Special Olympics, where everyone, they made a whole parade at Magic Kingdom for Special Olympics. That's what opened my eyes to see how big it is.
So you bring up the USA Games for Special Olympics. Could that be something that we see in Nashville at any point?
Well, that's a very good question.
Thank
there,
you,
Robbie. Yes, that is something we are very much looking into right now, is bringing USA Games to Nashville. And Nashville, no stranger to hosting huge events, the NHL All-Star Game, the NFL Draft, so many other things. The NHL Draft's coming back to Nashville as well, too. So no stranger to hosting big events. USA Games is a huge event. And when I say huge event, we're talking an economic impact of potentially over $100 million.
Wow.
That's what I want people to understand, is the scale of how big that event is that economic impact, where you're having 3,000-plus athletes, 10,000-plus volunteers, 100,000-plus spectators, 1,000-plus media people coming into the city to just talk about Nashville and all the great things that Nashville is going on. And usually we're partnering with so many organizations. For instance, down in Orlando, the opening ceremonies were at the soccer stadium down in Orlando. That's huge. And then they're taking place all across the city. So this is a huge thing that impacts an entire city, where everyone's learning about what Special Olympics does, because a bowling alley has to get taken over, a whole tennis complex is taken over, swimming. And Nashville's growing so much to offer these types of facilities to be able to host an event of this level. That's what you need, is you have to have a city that can host this many people.
Yeah.
And Nashville absolutely can, especially by 2030. And it takes that much time to put it together. Minnesota, Minneapolis-St. Paul, the University of Minnesota, was hosting it in 2026. They're already promoting that now.
Yeah.
In 2022. That's how big of an event this is, that 4 years out, you're already promoting it. That's how big it could be for the city of Nashville.
What's the timing on that in terms of applying? Who else is, do you know? I don't know if it's even gotten to the point where you would know who else might be bidding or competing. You got a good sense for all that?
We have a couple of ideas. It's one of those things, too, where they're basically telling us, if you apply, it will come. So that's what's going to be needed from the city of Nashville, is that when we really do fully launch this campaign, we need your support in saying to Special Olympics that we want USA Games in Nashville. Make Nashville the choice. We want to host this. We want to show how inclusive we are as a city to bring Special Olympics athletes here to the city of Nashville to showcase what the city has to offer. So we have an idea of a couple other cities that are in there. Timing, we're looking at about a year, year and a half before we know. But that's, again, shows how far out the planning process is. Just like the Olympics, you have to plan many, many years out to make sure this event happens.
Justin Bradford on with us here on Robbie and Rex. So Justin, there could be people listening right now that say, all right, well, this sounds really cool.
I want to get involved with this. And we've talked about this today. We're going to be out here all morning. Chase Wheeling, D-Mace will be out here all morning as well for the golf tournament itself. If you'd like to donate, text the word GIVE. That's G-I-V-E to 615-270-9948. But what are some other ways that people who may be interested can get involved and help out here?
Absolutely, and I know you're going to have more guests on that are going to talk about this too, but we have so many different things that aren't just athletic events. We have health screenings that are taking place. We have young athletes, which are focusing on kids with and without intellectual disabilities, and we need volunteers at those events. If you go to our website, specialmxtn.org, and click on Get Involved, and you see Volunteer there, there's a full calendar where you can just look at the day of the week, click on it, and you're going to see all the different events that are taking place. So whether it's your company, individually, your family, we need you as a volunteer to really be involved with our athletes, help them through the process. It could be officiating games. It could be being a coach. It could be just helping at a registry table or handing out T-shirts. There's so many different ways based on the level of commitment you want that you can get involved and really help our athletes in the community.
Our buddy Jim Chandler on Twitter wants you to plug your Untitled Film Pod Black Adam episode. Pass along a message.
No. People might miss me ranting on radio. That's where you're going to hear a nice big old rant is on that one.
Speaking of ranting, what's up with the Preds?
Say I retired for a reason. People are blaming me now for that. It's like, oh, Bradford retires, and it is my fault.
We found the
Go to the Facebook group, and you're gonna see what's going on.
It is Justin Bradford. Justin, really appreciate you being with us this morning. Looking forward to being out here all morning and raising awareness and having people have a chance to help out, and appreciate you being with us.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. 615-737-1025. Once again, if you'd like to help out, yeah, we're going to be out here all morning long. Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, our radiothon. You can text the word GIVE, that's G-I-V-E, to 615-270-9948, 615-270-9948. We'll have Caroline Fenton coming up here in just a few minutes, taking your thoughts all show long on the Titans and the Colts. Caroline's going to touch on some college football coming up in a few minutes as well. That's next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.
Yeah, what are we doing? Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.